To sell?
Vender, vender.
Vender. It's only one stress. Vender. I'm selling it.
Lo vendo.
Little more push.
Lo vendo.
Right. Lo vendo. It doesn't hurt to push down. It's even deeper. Especially if you need more time to think. Push it down deeper. Lo vendo. Yes. I'm not selling it.
No lo vendo.
Right. No lo vendo. I don't sell it. It's the same.
Oh, no lo vendo.
No lo vendo, yes. It is curious. Only in English, and only in modern English, that we have the so-called progressive tenses with the ing. I am selling. And then we have the do's and the don'ts. I don't to introduce a negation, and do you to introduce a question. Do you sell it? Yes. Do you know it? It used not to be that way in English. If we go back only a few hundred years. If we go back to the 17th century, and we will meet the King James version of the Bible translation that came out in 1611. And what does it say there? Father, forgive them for... They know
not.
Right. They know not
what they do.
Right. They know not what they do. Yes. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You wouldn't say that in modern English. Well, even if you want to say for instead of because, yes. And you want to say they know not, but they don't know. Now, in modern English, you have the do's and the don'ts. They don't know, they do not know what they are doing. But not so in the 17th century modern English or Shakespeare. Where goest thou, my love? Where goest thou? Not where do you go or where are you going? Where goest thou? So here... In Spanish, you do have an ing tense, an ing signal, but not in the same way as in English. It's only what one is in the process of doing right now. But otherwise, I'm not selling it, generally speaking, would be just, I'm not selling it, I don't sell it. These are the signals into the present tense. So now give me again. I don't sell it.
No lo vendo. Vendo.
Right. No lo vendo. I'm not selling it.
No lo vendo.
No lo vendo. Yes. You are selling it would be?
Lo vende?
Right. Of course. Lo vende. Why don't you sell it?
Porque no lo vende.
Right, porque no lo vende? Yes, that push is important. That push is a signal that yet you're expressing the present tense. Porque no lo vende? To write is escribir. Escribir, to scribble. To write, escribir. You like to write. I'm writing would be
escribo.
Escribo. If you want to say I'm writing every day, in Spanish you say all the days, todos los días, to make it a plural, all the days, for every day. So I'm writing every day would be
escribo todos los días.
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 Right. Escribo todos los días.